Epilogue. Rustichello wrote down Marco's stories, and it became the world's first bestseller. There are 150 versions in various languages. Marco Polo finally left prison in 1299 and married a woman called Donata Badoa. Later, he had three daughters and became a successful merchant. He died in his hometown of Venice at the age of 70. 200 years later, Il Milione, The Travels of Marco Polo, inspired Christopher Columbus to be an explorer. Of course, Columbus didn't go to China. He sailed in the wrong direction and discovered America instead. Today, the world still isn't sure how many of Marco Polo's tales were true. He never mentioned the Great Wall of China, calligraphy, or even tea. Even more strange, Marco Polo's name didn't appear even once in the Kublai Khan's documents. To this day, the big question is, did Marco Polo really go to China?